Welcome back to Community Connections with Hope Services, the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, connecting our community through information, support, and a little bit of hope. I'm Carrie Bunk, and today we're talking about one of the most heartwarming events at the Henry County Fair, Shine in the Show Ring. Joining me today are Roy Norman with the Henry County Farm Bureau and Stacey Elsinger, Program Coordinator, who are here to tell us all about this unique event that brings together individuals with developmental disabilities and youth livestock mentors for an unforgettable experience. Welcome, Roy and Stacey.
Thanks for having us.
So for someone hearing about Shine in the Show Ring for the first time, what is this event all about?
The Shine in the Show Ring event is an opportunity to pair those with developmental disabilities with our 4-H and FFA leaders who show livestock in Henry County. And it's an opportunity to learn about that animal and be able to present that animal in a show ring environment to a live judge.
So you've both been involved for a number of years. How have you seen this event grow and impact our community?
Yeah, so this is our sixth year for the program, so it's been really exciting to kind of watch it grow and expand over the years. The first year we started with 23 showmen and 18 mentors. This year we are up to 53 mentors and 62 showmen.
That's awesome. One of the highlights is the partnership between participants and their 4-H and FFA mentors. So what makes those relationships so special?
You know, Carrie, we asked the mentors to partner with those with developmental disabilities a couple times ahead of the fair so they get to know one another and learn more about the needs of the participant and introduce them to the animal project. We're fortunate to grow up in the livestock industry, Stacey and I, and our kids have been around that. We form a special bond with our animal 4-H projects, and the same happens with those with developmental disabilities. They form that relationship with that animal. That's really where it comes from, is that special bond between the animal, the participant, and the mentor.
So this year's event is coming up on Tuesday, August 18th. What can fairgoers expect, and when and where should they plan to attend?
Yeah, so this year you're going to want to come to the event center on Tuesday, August 18th. The show will begin at 6 o'clock. We will be starting with the rabbits, and then we will go into goats, then sheep, then pigs, and then cattle.
Why do you encourage families and community members to stop by and watch the event?
Well, we think it's important to have a big crowd on hand to generate a lot of energy during the show, a lot of cheering, a lot of applause, a lot of encouragement for those with developmental disabilities. This could be their one big chance a year to be in front of that size of a crowd and to be able to showcase the relationship that they developed with their mentor and their project. So a big crowd helps with that energy.
It takes many volunteers and organizations working together to make this possible. Who would you like to recognize?
We've got three main sponsors this year, Carrie. 4A Creative Designs has agreed to print and sponsor and provide all the t-shirts for the participants and the mentors and the volunteers. Old Castle Infrastructure is another big sponsor that covers a lot of the coupons that we use for food, and also Glucko Insurance right here in Napoleon.
If listeners would like more information, who should they contact?
Yeah, they can reach out either to the Farm Bureau office, they can reach out to me directly. My phone number is 419-966-4215. There's also a Facebook event page. If you just type in Shine in the Show Ring, they'll be able to follow along with everything that our mentors and our showmen are doing this year and receive updates about the show and other exciting things that are going on.
Well, Roy and Stacey, thank you both for joining us today and for everything you do to make Shine in the Show Ring such a meaningful part of the Henry County Fair. We hope everyone will join us on Tuesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. to cheer on the participants and celebrate inclusion, confidence, and community. If you'd like to learn more about Hope Services, visit www.henrydd.org, follow us on social media, or call our office at 419-599-2892. Thank you for listening to Community Connections with Hope Services, the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, where together we empower individuals and strengthen our community. Until next time, take care and stay connected with Hope.